What an odd way to begin the ministry.
这就是一个很奇怪的方法去开展事工。
John begins Jesus' ministry at, of all places, a wedding party.
在约翰福音里面记载，在这么多个地方里面，耶稣是以在一个婚宴的筵席里面开始他的事工。
Luke takes Jesus to synagogue to start the story, but here in John's Gospel, Jesus launched his mission from a wedding reception.
在路加福音里面记载，主耶稣是在一个会堂里面开始他的事工。但是在约翰福音里面，就是耶稣是在一个婚宴的筵席里面开始他的事工。
Wouldn't a more appropriate sign has been a healing or some work of compassion?
人会不会想，其实可能是一个医治的行动，或者是一个怜悯的行为，是更加适合开展一个事工呢？
Not this water into wine, at least we think.
我们可能会想，哦，不是应该将水变酒作为一个开展事工的行动。
This story of Jesus turning water into the wine has been long been a puzzle.
耶稣这个将水变酒的神迹是一直以来都是叫人很大惑不解的。
Those committed to abstinence at best and temperance at least found it so hard to imagine Jesus beginning his ministry with such an invitation to drunkenness.
那些努力去禁欲或者努力去禁酒的人在怀疑，为什么耶稣会邀请人去醉酒来作为他开始的事工 的一个里程碑呢？
Nor is it much comfort to construe the wine as a just unfermented grape juice.
就算人将它想为一些未发酵的葡萄汁，都令人觉得很不舒服。
In the first place, however, the Greek word is wine.And in second place, in those days, to keep grape juice free from the yeast of the air would have been futile.
首先是在希列文里面记载到那个字是酒，是葡萄酒那个字。还有呢，其次呢，就是在当时的日子呢，如果将空气里面的酵母和葡萄汁去隔离呢，是不可能的事。
I mean, it was wine anyhow, and it is all right.
意思就是，这些是葡萄酒，是可以的。
Despite Mr. Welch, who produced the unfermented drink for our communion service, the wine of the Last Supper was also precisely the wine.
雖然我們教會用聖餐禮的時候是用葡萄汁，但是在最後晚餐裡面所用的也都是真正的葡萄酒。
In this sense, for those of us who spend much time to dealing with alcoholics, this text could be somewhat of an embarrassment.
在这样的时候，如果我们当中有人是成日要处理一些醉酒的人或者一些酗酒的人，可能我们看这段经文的时候会有些尴尬或者很不舒服。
We all indeed have tendencies to interpret and respond differently in similar situations.
人很多时候在同一个情况里面都有不同的反应或者有不同的解释。
Often it reflects our attitude for the life and affects often our life together.
我们的反应很多时候是反映我们对生活的态度，或者是一些我们怎样去这些原因是怎样影响我们的生活。
For example, in general, men and women were known to respond to the questions and situations quite differently.
例如在普遍来讲，男人和女人对同一个情况里面都有不同的反应。
Ask a man where he got the cake, and he'll tell you at the grocery store.
如果你问一个男人咧，个蛋糕喺边度攞嚟噶？佢话哦，喺铺头买噶咯。
Ask a woman the same question, then she'll ask you, "What's the matter with you?"
如果你去你问一个女人同一个问题嘅时候，个蛋糕喺边度攞嚟嘅咧？佢就话呢个蛋糕咩问题啊
？But ask a woman how to bruise her toe, and she'll say, "I kicked the chair."
如果你问一个女人点解佢嘅脚损咗咧，佢脚趾损咗啦，佢就话哦，我踢到张凳啊。
Ask a man the same question.He replied, "Somebody left a chair in the middle of the room."
咁如果你問一個男人同一個問題咧，佢話：哦，有人將張凳咧放喺個房嘅中間度啦，我踢到啦。
But today's gospel story has nothing to do with alcohol and how Jesus sanctions its use.
但係今日嘅聖經故事裏邊講到，係唔係著係與酒精無關，亦都唔係話咧耶穌要禁酒。
Wine in the Bible is often spoken of symbolically.I mean, the story was remembered and recorded not to say something about wine, but to say something about Jesus the Christ.
酒在圣经里面是一个很象征的意义， 咁咧，同埋呢個故事裏邊所記載嘅咧，主要唔係講酒，而係講到主耶穌基督。
Can't you see the scripture says that after Jesus got through with them that day, some saw glory, and while many believed?
你見唔見到喺呢個事情發生之後咧，係主耶穌佢有啲人咧見到主耶穌嘅榮耀，而且咧好多人去相信。
Can't you see Jesus who has come to take the ordinary, flat and tasteless and common and transform it to the something robust, heady, hearty and joyful?
你見唔見到主耶穌係將一啲好一般嘅、好普通嘅、好平淡嘅、好無味嘅，轉化為一啲咧好有肉好有味道嘅、好可口嘅、好濃郁嘅，同埋好令人愉悅嘅。
Yes, the point is this.
係啊，就係呢一點啦。
Jesus can transform our human existence.
主耶稣可以改变我们人的存在。
In him is all the fullness of God.
生命在他里头是有丰丰富富神的样式。
In him is life, and when he touches our lives, what is common and ordinary and flat becomes beautiful, tasty, and robust.
生命在他里面，当他接触我们的生命，触摸我们的生命的时候，一些普通的、平淡的、平平無奇的就變成美麗的、可口的和一些很濃郁的。
We may easily miss the claims of story if we emphasize our own agenda or our quest rather than listen to the story very carefully.
如果我們只是集中在我們自己的追求或者我們的思想裡面，而不是小心去聆聽這個故事，我們很容易錯過了這個故事的意思。
This story, only recorded in the fourth gospel,take place soon after Jesus has chosen his disciples.
这个故事只记载在四福音书里面的约翰福音，还有它是发生在刚刚主耶稣呼召他门徒之后。
We can think of at least one member of the bridal party was known to Jesus' family, since he says that his mother was among the invited guests.
我们可以想象主耶稣的家人可能认识这个婚宴的主家的其中一员，因为他妈妈都是他们被邀请的宾客之一。
Weddings in those days were extravagant event.
婚宴在当时的日子是一个很奢华极、穷奢极侈的事件。
Often whole life savings were spent making certain the guest has the best time possible.
主人为了令到宾客可以尽欢，他甚至是将他一生的积蓄都花尽。
And the party didn't end in the 2 hours or half day we often allocate in these days. It went on for 7 full days.
而这些婚宴的筵席不是好像我们今天这样两个钟头就完了，他们一直是不停地继续，甚至是完完整整是会有持续7日这么长。
Anyway, sometimes toward the end of the festivities, Jesus and his friend arrived there to pay their respect to the happy couple.
咁按住呢個故事裏邊記載咧，喺嗰個筵席嘅慶祝嘅活動差唔多尾聲嘅時候，主耶穌同佢嘅朋友嚟到呢度，呢個筵席裏邊咧，就係向呢對新人祝福。
Then suddenly, Jesus' mother took Jesus aside and told him of a serious problem.
突然間，主耶穌嘅媽媽就將主耶穌帶到旁邊，話俾佢聽一個幾嚴重嘅問題。
It seems that the supply of wine had given out, and the host is on the verge of nervous breakdown.
他告訴你，這些酒已經喝盡了，這個主人家差不多是面臨精神崩潰的邊緣了。
After what appeared to be an irritated comment to his mother about why it ought to be his problem, Jesus asked the servant, fill 6 large jars which sat by the door.
主耶穌似乎用一個很不耐煩的回應是回答他母親 的問題，就話點解呢個係佢個問題咧？但另一方面，佢就指使個仆人係將嗰個門邊嘅六個大缸係注滿水。
According to the text, each jar held 20 or 30 gallons.
根據經文嘅記載咧，每一個缸咧係每個石缸係可以容納20-30加侖嘅水。
I mean, they are not talking about the teapot.
我呢家唔係講到係茶壺一般嘅大小啊。
If you multiply it out, you can get something between 120 to 180 gallons of water.
如果你計算一下咧，你知道啊，六個大石缸嘅容量咧，係大概有120-180加侖咁多。
What were they doing with all that water?
啲水用嚟做咩嘅咧
？The water was for the Jewish rites of purification.
經文記載到話，嗰啲水係用嚟係猶太人潔淨禮要用嘅。
The Jews had many such rites for making oneself pure.
猶太人為了潔淨自己，他們很多的潔淨禮。
Here in this story, there were 120 to 180 gallons of the water present for the ritual of the purification.
在這個故事裡面記載到有120到180加侖的水呢，是用來做潔淨禮之用的。
Of course, the ritual of the purification was strictly regulated according to the Torah.
當然啦，那個潔淨禮的儀式咧，係完全係嚴格規定啊，係被呢、這個摩西五經所規定嘅。
It clearly said that the water was for the rites of the purification, not just for cleansing.
你講得好清楚，呢啲水咧係用潔淨禮之用，唔係用嚟做清潔普通嘅清潔或者洗濯之用。
Yes, it was for their worship.
係啊，係為敬拜之用啊。
Worship is the way we all come together to meet God, to get close to God, and to be with God.
敬拜就是我們聚在一起去迎接神，去朝見神，去親近神，以及與神同在。
The Torah asks that one needs to get clean by ritual cleansing in order to get close to God in worship.
摩西五經講得很清楚，人必須要潔淨，透過潔淨禮潔淨自己，以致他們可以去朝見神，去敬拜。
And in the Talmud, it is specified how much water is needed for the rites of purification.
在一個猶太人的古舊的經文獻叫做《塔木德經》，講到很列明要用多少水去做潔淨禮。
Only about a cup of the water is necessary to purify 100 men.
其實只要需要一杯水那麼多的容量就可以潔淨100人。
But here in this story, there is well over 100 gallons of the water.
但在這個故事裡面是多過100加侖的水。
That is probably enough water to purify the entire world.
這樣的容量是足以去潔淨整個世界。
Can you get it?
你明白嗎?
The water in the jars was the water used for the rites of purification, so that people would be ready to worship.
在這個石缸裡面的水是用來做潔淨禮之用，以致人可以去敬拜神。
As people came into the wedding, into the time of worship, they would dip their hands into the water and purify themselves, making themselves ready for this sacred event.
当这些宾客来到这个结婚的筵席，来到这个敬拜的时刻，他们将他们的手点在水里面，洁净他们自己，让他们自己准备好去做这个圣洁的礼仪去敬拜神。
But now on, Jesus is the purifying water.That is available in enough quantity for the whole world.
但在这个故事里面，耶稣成为那个洁净的水，以致他可以去洁净整个世界。
The central point of the story is more than just Jesus took plain drinking water and turned into the delightful wine.
故事的中心思想不是仅仅说耶稣将一些平平无奇的水转成一些美味的酒。
Rather, the issue here is that purification, making oneself right with God.
这个中心主题就是洁净，令到自己可以同神和好，改正过来，同神和好。
Yes, it is all about justification.
是啊，这个就是清义的问题了。
How does one can get close to God or be right with God?
人怎么可以亲近神呢？怎么可以同神去和好呢？
Jesus has in this story transferred us from one means of getting close to God, the ritual of the purification as specified in Torah, to himself.
耶稣在这个故事里面就转化，将我们从一个唯一的途径，就是按住摩西五经的洁净礼，而转化到他自己的身上。
Here Jesus has become the new path to God.
在这个故事里面，主耶稣成为那个通往上帝的新道路。
Furthermore, the steward noted that the good stuff is saved until the rest.
而且在这个故事里面，那个筵席留意到，好的酒是留到最后。
Now John is making the same claim about Jesus.
是约翰福音亦都喺度向主耶稣做咗同一个宣告。
Throughout the history of Israel, God sent the great patriarchs and prophets.
是以色列嘅历史以嚟神一路差派伟大嘅族长或者系一啲先知。
But now in Jesus, the best is being saved until the last.
但系呢一度咧，主耶稣成为嗰个最好嘅，留到最后嘅。
Earlier, John claimed that John the Baptist was former, but Jesus is later and greater.
在约翰福音书里面有记载到，施洗约翰是那个先来的，但是主耶稣就是那个后来的，更伟大的。
You can get these comparisons throughout the Gospel of John.
在整本的约翰福音书里面都有很多类似的比较。
Moses was former, But Jesus is the latter and the greater.
摩西是先来的，但是主耶稣是后来的，是更伟大的。
The wine he made of this tepid water, which became the church, defines the noblest, the best, the most celebrative and life-giving side of human existence.
主耶稣将一些平平无奇的水变为酒，就代表了教会，就是代表了人类存在那个最尊贵的、最美好的、最优秀的，还有最值得庆贺的、最赋予生命的。
Look around you.
你望下周围啊。
Now in this sanctuary.
喺呢个教会里边，我哋一齐望下周围啊。
Do you see any archangels or any spiritual giant?
你有冇见到一啲大天使、天使长或者一啲属灵嘅伟人呢
？Of course, I love you all, but you just look like a fairly ordinary crowd to me.
系啊，牧师都爱大家，但系你睇嚟都系一啲普罗大众、一啲平平无奇嘅人。
But God take us, make of us the church.And now, the gate of hell cannot stand against us.
但是神接纳我们，将我们成为教会，以致一个地狱的门不可以敌挡我们。
I'm an ordinary crowd, you and I may be, but by the power of God, we became the heirs of the kingdom.
也许我们只是一个平平无奇的群体，但是藉着神的大能，我们可以成为上帝祂的国的后嗣。
There are two things we should remember about wine Jesus made from water.
喺主耶稣将水变成嘅酒咧，有两方面咧，我哋要记得嘅。
The first has to do with its quantity.
第一样咧就系讲到佢数量嘅问题。
There was plenty, more than enough.
嗰度真系数量真系好多好多，系绰绰有余。
When God gets ready to bless, there is abundant supply.
就是讲到当上帝要准备祝福我们的时候，他的份量必定是丰丰富富的。
I mean God is not stingy.
我意思是神不是吝啬的神。
We get blessings piled up, pushed down, shaken together, and overflowing.
上帝赐我们的祝福是恩上加恩，福上加福，连摇带按从上而来的倾倒在我们身上。
While we humans tend to lay out life carefully, give carefully, serve carefully,A teaspoonful at a time, God gives blessings so great, so we cannot even use up or handle them all.
当人嘅生活嘅时候，我哋都系小心翼翼嘅，好小心去酌量嘅，好小心去摆上，好小心去服侍。用一个匙羹一个匙羹去酌量嘅时候，上帝俾我哋祝福系咁多咁大，甚至我哋系唔知道点样去处理。
Maybe the host of this wedding, given the lateness in the celebration, only needed a couple of bottles for some last-minute guest.
或许喺个筵席嘅末后，系呢个筵席嘅后期咧，嗰个主人家只系需要几瓶嘅酒，叫佢哋可以招呼到一啲迟嚟嘅宾客。
But what he got was 180 gallons.
但系最后佢所得到嘅系180加仑嘅酒。
Yes, that's how God gives.
是啊，上帝就是这样丰丰富的赐给我们。
That's how God blesses us to bless others.
上帝就是这样丰富的赐给我们，祝福我们，以致我们可以祝福其他人。
Not only was there plenty of the wine, but according to the guest, the host has saved the best for us.
对宾客来说，不单止那里有很多的上好的酒，而是这些上好的酒是留到最后。
I always wonder what people expect from God.
我好好奇嘅，成日都谂咧，究竟人系对上帝有咩期望咧
？But God didn't send a third-grade messenger or some minor angel.
但上帝并冇差派一啲九流嘅使者，或者一啲好低等嘅天使。
God sent His only Son, and whoever believes in Him should not perish but has eternal life.
上帝所差派嘅系佢自己嘅独生子，以致人一切叫佢信佢嘅，不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you think you are getting only small talk, no little gift from God, the problem may be your small expectations.
如果你以为你收到的只是上帝的小恩小惠或者啲小礼物，咁个问题可能就是你的期望太少了。
Yes, many of us are expecting only two small things.
是啊，我哋大多数人都是期望一啲好小的事情。
In verse 10, the story seems to stop and the narrator steps in.
在第十節的時候就好像故事已經停滯了，就在那裡，而那個故事的記載就在那裡進一步講這個故事的解釋。
This is first of his sign.
這個就是耶穌所顯的第一個神跡，或者是第一個記號。
In John's Gospel, a sign is not a miracle, as we sometimes say miracles.
在約翰福音裏面所記載到的那個記號，是有時候就不是指到那個神跡。
It is not just some reversal of the natural processes.
他意思不是說將一些事情，一個天然的一個過程去將它逆轉。
A sign is something that points beyond itself to something else.
的印記就是指向事情本身以外的東西。
For example, if you look in your rear view mirror and see a flashing blue light, and you say, there is a police office behind me, you do not really mean that.
例如你在倒後鏡見到有一個藍燈在閃緊的時候，你就說後面有警察，但其實這個不是你所要講的真正的意思。
What you mean is that this is a sign that a police office is on the way.
只是這個你所講的說話，只是標記著你講到背後有個警察向前進。
The sign proceeds the things itself, point beyond itself to the real thing.
標記就是事物本身以先，標向本身以外，指向事物本身以外的真相。
This Jesus miracle at Cana is said to be the first of his signs, a sign pointing to the glory.
主耶穌在加勒婚宴的神跡就是他第一個印記，這個印記就是指向他自己的榮耀。
When they saw the sign, they saw glory.
當他見到這個印記的時候，他們見到上帝的榮耀。
Suddenly, the wedding party was transformed into an occasion of revelation, a moment when some were brought close to God.
突然間，這個婚宴，這個筵席轉化為一個啟示的時刻，而這個時刻就是將人帶到上帝的面前，更加親近祂。
So in that sense, this story is about cross. For in the Gospel of John, Jesus, our glory is when he is lifted up on the cross.
在這個情況來看，這個故事就是指向那個十字架，因為在約翰福音書裏面，他講到主耶穌榮耀的時刻，很多時候就是指到他要被釘在十字架上的時刻。
John also says that this wedding was on the third day.
約翰都記載到這個是婚宴的第三日。
The water is turned into wine, his blood for all the people.
水變成酒，就好像主耶穌的血是為世人去流出。
We all are here today because we want to be close to God.
我們今天都聚在一起，希望能夠親近神。
But how can we, in our deceit, our sin, and our blindness?
但我們帶著我們的欺騙、我們的罪、我們的盲目，我們怎樣去親近神呢？
How can we come close to God who is holy?
我們怎樣去親近聖潔的上帝呢？
But here, the cross stands as God's act of comingclose to humanity, even in the face of the humanity's self-attempt for salvation.
但眾賢人是一路是希望尋求自救，但上帝卻是來到人間，就藉著這個十字架。
In short, this story speaks about Jesus in his messianic form, Jesus as God among us.
簡單來說，這個故事就講到主耶穌就是那個尼賽亞，他 是上帝來到人間。
We often come to churchhoping to find self-esteem or peace of mind and or for help making it through next week.
很多時候我們來到教會裏面，希望找到一些自尊，希望我們有平安的心，或者希望我們能夠加添力量，以至我們可以度過下一個禮拜。
All of them may happen here.
這些事情都是可能實現的。
But it's not the main reason or event.
但這個不是主要的原因。
The main event is to come here hoping to meetOr more to the point of today's gospel, hoping to be met by God.
但最重要的是我們要經歷的，就是我們來到，是希望是見到神，是與神去同在。
You should note that Jesus is clearly in command of all these situations.
你在見這個故事見到呢，主耶穌是在這個情況裡面是掌控一切的。
He gives the order.
他是指揮這個，是指令這個僕人。
He makes the sign.
他作出這個記號。
He brings us close to the glory of God.
他將我們帶到更加親近神的榮耀。
Jesus burst in as Messiah, devastating all of our expectations and our trials for self-salvation.
主耶穌就是那個彌賽亞，他就是這麼出人意外，叫到我們，令到我們明白到我們自救的方法是沒用的。
By the end of the story, nevertheless,The glory of God breaks out.
是到故事的最後，那個神的榮耀是爆發出來。
He will not be jerked around even by his mother.
他不會被刁難，甚至不會被他媽媽去刁難。
But whenever Jesus comes, glory breaks out.
無論主耶穌去到邊度，佢嘅榮耀就發出嚟。
In Jesus, yes, we are reconciled.
係啊，喺主耶穌裏邊，我哋得以和好。
Not because of what we do, but because of who He is.
唔係因為我哋係做咗啲乜嘢，而係因為主耶穌係邊一個。
Therefore, I urge you to not to stop filling the jars, so that Jesus can transform it into the very best.
所以我勸勉大家唔好停止去將呢啲缸口注滿水。因為主耶穌可以將它變成最好的酒。
Additional comment.
牧師有一個更加的另一個的評論。
If Jesus gave us life at his best, symbolized by turning water into the choice wine, how dreadful it is to see a church that has gotten the trick backward, continuously managed to turn wine into water.
如果主耶穌將水變為酒，標誌住將我哋嘅生命轉化為最好的，我哋如果我哋教會將一路將水將酒變翻做水，呢、這個會係幾咁可怕嘅事情呢
？Don't you think there ought to be more joy in our worship, more celebration and laughter in our meetings？
你覺唔覺得我哋嘅聚會、我哋嘅敬拜應該係更加多嘅喜樂，我哋嘅聚會應該係更加多嘅慶祝同埋笑聲呢？
Don't you think there ought to be more cheers and applause for water has been turned into wine?
我哋應唔應該係更加多嘅笑聲、更加多嘅歡呼，係因為咧水已經變為酒啦
？Also, how about your life?
同樣，你嘅生命又點樣呢
？Are your life taste like a choice wine or just like plain tepid water?
你嘅生命係咪好似酒咁好咧？是这些上好这么美的酒呢，又或是一些平平无奇的水呢？
My prayers are with you that at least you shouldn't be like one of those so-called decaffeinated Christians who look like Christians but not really Christian in essence.
我祈祷就是至少你不是好像那些一些没酒没咖啡因的基督徒，或者平平无奇的基督徒，没美的基督徒一样，而是你的生命，那些基督徒就是他们看来好像基督徒，但是没有基督徒的本质。
May God bless you and turn your life into wine, the true wine that clearly indicates who you are and to whom you really belong.
愿神祝福你，将你的生命变为酒，那个真正的酒，是显明到你是哪一个，还有你是属哪一个。
Amen.